This is Wade Rathgrew, the Chief Organizer Report on maybe the Republicans don't want to run the country, just the states. President Obama, predictably in his last State of the Union address, made the case for unity, change, and a new politics. Makes sense. For the Democrats, there is a bedrock belief in the future. Demographics is destiny. Change is a friend. All things will come to those who wait. How do we understand the Republicans, though, now that they're caught in their great divide? Building a higher fence at the border and deporting millions guarantees them little support in the Latino community. Cutting federal taxes, export-import banks, the federal budget, squeezing infrastructure investment and free trade agreements alienates them from their corporate sponsors, and even if there may not be many votes there, it's their money that's filled their coffers. What's up with all of this? Eventually, I have to wonder if the Republican base and a lot of their financiers and even key leaders even want to run the country on a national basis. Sure, there's no rehab program for the ambition and addiction of individual politicians, but I'm talking about the rest of the gang and the people behind them. It seems for the Republicans, the bedrock belief is in the past. Demographics is defeat. Change is not a friend, and waiting means that the window can close on them forever. Most of them probably believe there's no way to ever realistically achieve their ideal of no government, since it's still a big bad world out there. But for many, it's hard for me not to conclude that they've given up on governing the complex, massive behemoth of a federal government. It's hard not for me to start to think that all this national stuff and chest beating is a smokescreen. They've decided not to be a national party, but to make their last stand state by state. It can't just be a coincidence. Too much evidence is piling up. It's all about division. Take health care. 31 states now in with the Louisiana decision and 19 out. Take guns. Different rules in every state with no hope of federal action. Take land, and they're doing just that, taking land, and claiming that the federal government should give over the land to the state so that it could parcel the pieces out to mining, oil and gas, timber companies, and ranchers. Take environment, where the Senate Majority Leader wants states to rebel over the coal emission standards, and most of them would scuttle the EPA in a minute. Take the poor, and believe me, they would love for us to take them, but from Speaker Ryan on down, their answer is block grants, no matter how they failed in the past, and that means money for nothing, since the same 19 or more would take the money and let the poor run or try to pay for bus tickets to their neighbors on the Nevada plan. Take workers and their unions, or what's left of them, where they're using the states to undermine any notion of federal protection for workers, wage increases, and semblance of union security. The beat goes on and on. This isn't just tactics. It's becoming a clear strategy. Make the country ungovernable and hunker down in the states as a last stand at the Alamo and hope you can run the clock out and freeze time. Devil take the hindmost. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.